Welcome to the Link Adelaide podcast, today with another interview from a fringe artist from the 2012 Adelaide Fringe Festival.
I'm joined by Eve Blake from New South Wales, who is bringing a bit of theatre to the 2012 Adelaide Fringe Festival with Am I a Good Friend? She joins me on the line now. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How about you?
All right. Now, I didn't say what the name of your production team is called because I don't know how well I'll go.
It's a tricky one to pronounce. The production team that's bringing Am I Good Friend to the Fringe is called Irma Gerd.
Mm-hmm.
So that's E-R-R-M-E-R-R-G-E-R-R-D. It's a name that really came to us quite fatefully, I think. What we're excited about is, hopefully, our production team, we're hoping, can expand to become the Irma Gerd International. So I suppose, like, a long-term dream would be if we could have, I don't know, upwards of, like, 10,000 people in the production company. Perhaps we can get on, like, global broadcast media, get as many people around the world saying Irma Gerd as possible. Mm-hmm. But that's just, like, a long-term goal. I don't know, five-year cool. plan.
I like it. But, I mean, you could be national already if you come and live in Adelaide.
Well, exactly. See, now I'm going interstate. The quest for world domination, it's like phase one is in action.
Exactly. Am I a Good Friend?
Mm.
Got a strange little, almost safari suit wearing character with an eyeglass.
I do. So you'd be referring to the publicity image.
Yes.
That is an image that depicts my fine self. You can see, you know, anyone out there who's seen the image, you'll see me in a very scientific lab coat. I believe I'm also holding a test tube and a magnifying glass.
Oh, that's
and
that what that
speaks.
Is. Right.
Yes, exactly. I'm illuminating all mysteries. No, the nature of the show is that the show itself is a scientific experiment, a live scientific experiment on myself, about myself, Eve Blake. The picture that you can see, that was drawn by my elves.
Mm-hmm.
I have some arts and crafts elves. They've helped me create the show, so they create things like costumes and props and also that image. You know, like, I wasn't totally happy with their work, I'm going to be honest. Like, I was a bit like, come on, guys, lift your game. But that's okay, you know, because we have a love-hate relationship, so it's all right. And I think it is a very effective image in promoting the show. For anyone out there who's seen it, it's a kind of a JPEG. It's very, like, Microsoft Paint circa 1998, really retro feel. But, yeah.
Cool. And so it's something live and changing every night?
Absolutely. I would definitely say there's a lot of factors in the show that are open to change because it is a live scientific experiment and it is all about analyzing data. And as much as I bring that data to the show each night myself, I think a lot of the data will come from the different houses that I get. So the way the show is structured is quite scientific. My method is step one, get data. So this includes things like pie charts, a statistical breakdown on my Facebook friends. Also, for the show, I interviewed a lot of friends and family of mine, and I asked some questions about, I guess, what friendship means, because that is the big question of the piece. And in doing this, I often recorded those interviews without asking them, but that's okay. I mean, it's probably not a very friendly thing for me to have done, but it is in the name of science.
Yeah, it's not legal either.
Well, you know, there is the illegal factor, but like I say, I will stop at nothing to present with max accuracy the scientific experiment, you see?
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, definitely, there are some legal breaches with my friends, the mistreatment of my elves. I mean, we could really delve into this, but I'm hoping with a tiny show at the Fringe, no one will pursue legal action. So,
okay.
You know, fingers are crossed.
And their family, too.
Oh, totally. Totally. I mean, family, they just have to deal with my shenanigans.
Yeah.
Especially my parents. They borned me, so their fault.
All right, now I think I've already got a glimpse of it, but what's the hypothesis of your experiment that you're doing?
Ah, excellent question. Basically, the reason why I created the show was this. I am fascinated by a phenomenon that I really believe exists, which is that I think that every single person even if it's secret or subconsciously, would love to be admired and loved and be found fascinating by everyone else. Wow, the grammar of that sentence. My point is, I think that we would all love to be wonderful and for everyone else to think that about us. And that's... it's not something that we all bear on our sleeves because, hey, insecurity is not that attractive. But I think that it's fascinating. And I suppose my quest in the show is to find out how to be what I define as a good friend. Mm-hmm. Because I think that there are people out there who seem to go through all social interactions effortlessly. You know, all their jokes are funny. They're incapable of being dishonest. They're very complimentary. And I've seen it done. I've seen people be effortless in social interactions. So my quest is to find out what the science of that is. And to do that, I need to assess what I am. I need to collect as much data on my life, and I need to assess myself so I know how I'm going to change to become the best person. So that pretty much sums up what the show is in a scientific quest.
Nice. And we wish you the best of luck with the scientific quest. So you've got three shows, and they're all at a really early time, so people can go and see that and kick off their Fringe evening at 3:30 in the afternoon, which is awesome.
Well, exactly.
They are on Friday the 9th, Saturday the 10th, and Sunday the 11th of March at 3:30 p.m. As I said, at the Bull and Bear Bar and Restaurant on King William Street in the city. All tickets are $12 and Fringe benefits for $10. And all details are at linkadelaide.com.au and at adelaidefringe.com.au. Eve Blake is one of the members of Irma Gerd from New South Wales, which is bringing the show to Adelaide. And, yeah, I hope it all goes well and you get a good result.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope so too.
Cool. We'll see you at the Fringe.
See ya.
For more on this show and 922 others, check our website linkadelaide.com.au, or you can find them all at adelaidefringe.com.au. And for the latest news and info from Link Adelaide, be sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/linkadelaide.